was born in North Carolina, near Marshall, N.C. We used to meet out, you know, when I was a little boy, the other crowds would meet out, and I'd go with them. They'd sing some of these old mountain songs, and it was a joy to meet up and sing. And when old people are way back, it's a wonderful thing to have something like this now, so we could have heard them sing over the TV or the radio, and hear the ballad song. It'd been wonderful to hear them sing. When I was a little boy, there's a man come through that country, had beard about that long, and he sung Darby Ram's song. Some of you might have heard it. And I thought it was awful song. It was a little more. When I come down from land, I went down to Darby all on one market day. While I spied the biggest sheep that has ever fed on hay to my father's day. They were on this ram's back, reaching to the sky. The eagle built her nest, for I heard the young ones cry, to my fa-diddle-day. Now this old ram's head was as big as Norris' ark. My dog ran up its nostrils and turned around and barked, to my fa-diddle-day. The horns on this ram's head was so fair apart, it took a crowing multitude to fly from horn to horn, to my fa-diddle-day. This old ram, he had 4 feet. When he set them on the ground, each would measure a mile around, to my fa-diddle-day. Now the man that cut this ram's throat stood knee-deep in blood. The man that felt the vessel got washed away in the flood. To my fa-diddle-day. Now the man that owned this ram must have been independent rich, for the man that made the song was a lying son of a gun. To my fa-diddle-day.